in abolitionist life. What does it mean to call oneself an abolitionist? The word doesn't mean much today, and it certainly doesn't mean what it meant 150 years ago. Then it meant an end to what some have called America's original sin, slavery. Today, well, it's not a common term today, but it should be. It was the nation's first biracial movement built by blacks and whites to oppose the evil of slavery. But it's important for us today to recognize that when they were active during the 1830s, 40s, and 50s, they were portrayed in the press and spoken about by prominent men in power as madmen and crazy women who dared to oppose something so fundamental to American wealth like slavery. Abraham Lincoln, speaking at New York's Cooper Union before his election, depicted John Brown as a madman and not a member of the Republican Party. It was only after the war that abolitionists were regarded as sane people, not before. There's a lesson here for you all, people at the Abolitionist Forum. That is, don't worry about what people in power or media say about you. Ask yourself, is what you're doing is right? Then roll with it. It's right to oppose mass incarceration. It's right to seek to abolish the racist death penalty. It's right to fight against state repression. And the right time to do that is now. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.